Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Of course, having broadcasted this show for now better than 27 plus years. Today, I do not disappoint. We'll bring in the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right. Larry Merchant will talk some HBO boxing in a couple of minutes. And about 35 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in one of the hottest fighters in the world of boxing right now. I'm talking about Adrian Broner. Of course, he took care of Mr. Perez last Saturday night in HBO boxing. Of course, I predicted that. I said that Eloy Perez was stepping in over his head. I mean, he was stepping up way, way, way too much. He had mechanical flaws, and, well, it all came to fruition in the fourth round. He lay flat on his face, courtesy of some shots from Mr. Adrian Broner. So Broner is young, he's flashy, he's handsome, he's good-looking, he's fast, and some people think he can't possibly be beaten. If you've heard that before, it was Cassius Clay back in 1962. Straight up, we have a good show for you. That is the first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, all about boxing, of course. And in the second hour, we'll bring in MMA. We'll talk about last week's UFC 144, a sellout, a great show from Saitama, Japan. And then, of course, last night, UFC went live on FX, coming to you from Sydney, Australia. So plenty of stuff to talk about. This first hour is all boxing. Second hour is MMA. Our toll-free phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You like to join us via the Twitter? It's ringtalk at twitter@ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the riboflavin.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Boxing is an unnatural act. Because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left. You don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Ah, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break as they play one more day, to believe, in Iowa today. Then they're off for 9 days, and then it's a one-month tour of Europe, including my native Norway. Native Norway? Yeah, my mother's Norwegian. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This first hour, of course, dedicated to nothing but boxing. We bring in the godfather of the HBO crew, none other than Larry Merchant himself. Larry, a very good Saturday to you, sir.
Thank you, Pedro. It's a very good Saturday down here in Southern California.
It's always a good day in Southern California. The weather's almost always beautiful down there. You got nothing to complain about.
Weather-wise.
Weather-wise, exactly. All right, let's talk about last week's show. Devon Alexander moving up to 147, looking near flawless against Marcos Medina. Was that because of Medina's lack of skill or because of Devon Alexander's abundance of skill?
Well, you have to give Alexander credit. It was a victory he needed. He was fighting in his hometown, and he fought well. I do think that Medina is a good style, is a good one for Alexander, and I think that Medina's physical pressure type of fighter would be better against at 140, where he performed so well against guys like Khan and Ortiz and Morales, than it is fighting 147-pounder. Alexander seemed very comfortable. You put Maidana in against big lightweights, small welterweights, and he's a load to handle.
Okay. We're talking with the godfather, Larry Merchant, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also follow us on Twitter at Ring Talk. Larry, a couple questions. First of all, will Julio Cesar Chavez ever fight Sergio Martinez? I mean, they talk about mandatories. They talk about, I've seen Suleiman come out in the paper, Jose Suleiman come out in various periodicals and say that unless the junior defends his mandatory against Martinez, he will be stripped. I mean, is there any validity to any of this stuff, or is it just more bunk coming from the man of the world?
Chavez will fight Martinez when Chavez and promoter Bob Arum want to fight him. The title don't mean anything. If he wants to fight Martinez, who's still recognized as the best heavyweight, best middleweight in the world, and the real middleweight champion, he will. He himself has talked about fighting Martinez, even after he won his last fight. He talked about his condition not being ready for Martinez. So he has Martinez on his mind. He's going to be, I believe, 26 years old soon. And I think that after his next fight, which will not be against Martinez, Martinez fighting in a couple of weeks, Chavez scheduled to fight in June, I think that they may believe that that could be a modest pay-per-view and make a bundle of money. Scott, before he has to move up in weight. He came in 82 as a middleweight in his last fight. So obviously, as he gets older, he's not going to be able to punish himself, get down to 60. So I think it's possible that late that such a fight could happen, maybe early next year. There comes a time when his fan base, and it's a large fan base, want to see him fight pretty formidable. You may recall the same type of thing happened with Oscar De La Hoya. He was not. Some of them were older. Some of them were smaller. Some of them were just the right opponent for him at the time. And then fans start saying, "Okay, now show us what you really got." And finally, and then he did. So I think something like that will happen with Chavez before he wait.
Okay. Of course, Julio Cesar Chavez had been busted about a couple of months ago for DUI, been charged this week with DUI. Now, the kid's had his problems. He got caught. He was suspended by the Association of Boxing Commissions for taking a steroid hider, something that
he took a diuretic.
Yeah, but the diuretic was considered, how can I put this? The diuretic was considered by most people in the business of performance-enhancing drugs, as a drug in order to wash out steroids. So that's why I'm bringing that up. I mean, that's what I've heard.
Given the fact that he's had so many weight problems, that he was coming in at 175 the first time he fought at the middle, I don't think it's being naive that he needed to take something to flush his body to make weight. But whatever it is, he was caught, and it cost him a victory, and he was caught this time before fighting arguably his toughest opponent on a drunk driving rap. But, some issues that he's got to deal with, and he's got to show that he's serious and that he can fight at his present weight or move up before he damages himself trying to make the weight.
You know, Larry, it's very easy to get popped on a DUI. I mean, one good cocktail and an empty stomach, you can go out, you can blow over the limit. So there's no saying that he was really, really drunk during this.
I'm not questioning the DUI. I mean, if he was stopped, if he was driving a car and he was stopped, there must have been a reason for it. And he hasn't denied it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, let's just accept it for what it probably is and ask the questions of, is he really ready for prime time and for the big time?
Okay.
To his credit, where he started his career as a curiosity because of who he is and his name, and then it went over into skepticism, because he wasn't fighting anybody any heard of. But then it moved up to, maybe this kid is better than we thought he is. And maybe he is. So I'm willing to cut him a little bit of a break. But he's got to cut himself the break by taking care of his body and by, moving up.
Okay.
To fight the best fighters out there. But we have a situation in which he's already garnering very high television ratings. More than 14,000 people showed up in San Antonio for him. Mm-hmm. He is a kind of reincarnation of Oscar because of how his father was revered. And so he has options that other fighters don't because he really can put asses in seats.
Okay. Good point here. We're talking about Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., of course, fighting in San Antonio, the site of one of the biggest heists in boxing history when they took Pernell Whitaker's, they called it a draw after 12 rounds, he and Julio Cesar Chavez. I don't know if you remember the late Jack Tatum, number 32, the Oakland Raiders. I'm pretty sure you do. Don't you, Larry?
I knew Tatum, yes. I covered Tatum, interviewed Tatum, and so on.
Yeah, well, Tatum and I were pretty close friends. We used to bet at the fights over at Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro. So I bet $100 on Chavez in the Whitaker fight. And after the 10th round, I went over and I gave him the $100. So after the 12 rounds was over and they called it a draw, I went over and I asked for my money back. And Jack reluctantly gave it to me. He said, but you know Pernell beat him. And Pernell did beat him that night. No question about that. Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. losing that night to Pernell Whitaker pretty one decisively. Now let's check out how impressed were you with Adrian Broner last week? He's going to be on my show in just a few minutes here. How impressed were you with him, Larry?
I like him. I think he's a very good young fighter. I think, obviously, he's going to move up in weight. I'd like to see him at 135 at lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that given his body type, he probably will be fighting 140-pounders as well. And then we'll see, just how good he is and can be. I thought last week when he fought a kid who was rated, can't question that, but it looked like a size mismatch. It looked like a welterweight fighting a featherweight.
So why don't we go back to same-day weigh-ins then?
I'm sorry?
So why don't we just go back to same-day weigh-ins? If the NCAA can hold wrestling matches and have their guys weigh in 2 hours before matches.
In this particular, I don't question, we know why they went to the day before weigh-ins, because too many fighters with dehydrating themselves on the day of weigh-ins to make the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And the medical people felt that if they had the weigh-ins on the day before, that they would at least be able to rehydrate. That led to other abuses, and I don't think anything we do is going to ever solve all the abuses, because fighters are going to always... There are some fighters that have physical advantages and other fighters who are always battling the scale. I would just as soon see weigh-ins on the day of the fight or re-weigh-ins so that fighters can add unreasonable amounts of weight by rehydrating. 22 pounds in the case of Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to Broner, he's a very good-looking young fighter, American fighter, and, I want to see what he does against
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. We'll try to get Larry Merchant back for one more segment. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the upcoming fights we want to discuss with Mr. Merchant, Sergio Martinez and Matthew Macklin. Who the heck is Matthew Macklin? Of course, that's March 17th on HBO, and it's 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Kind of low, don't even wanna go. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
That was the late Joe Frazier, and of course, that's the Tower of Power bringing us back from the break in a cut that was never released here in the United States called That's Just Where It's At. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Our second hour will be all about MMA. Right now, here with the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant. Next up will be the problem. They call him the problem, Adrian Broner. Of course, undefeated junior lightweight WBO champion. He'll be here at about 35 minutes past the hour. Now, Larry, I'm looking at some of these upcoming HBO dates. How good is Matthew Macklin?
I'm not sure. Apparently, he fought very well against Sturm in his last fight. A lot of people thought
he won that.
He lost a hometown decision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's good enough to compete with Sergio Martinez. Frankly, I'm disappointed that it's not Andy Lee fighting Martinez, but that's just me. Macklin is a highly rated middleweight, third or fourth in the world, and they say, you know, he's aggressive and tough, and he's fighting on St. Patrick's Day in New York, so we'll see how that works out. I just don't know really how good he is.
I thought Lee was the odds-on choice there. He was the guy they were talking about. What happened to that?
Well, apparently, I'm not sure. You may remember that after Chavez beat Rubio, that there was a lot of talk, mostly from Bob Arum, Chavez's promoter, that they'd like to fight Andy Lee next. And suddenly they asked the boxing people, and the boxing people said, nah, that's not such a great idea. A southpaw with power. And why he's not fighting Martinez instead of Macklin, I don't know, because Lee has fought four or five very tough, dramatic fights on American television. And I don't think anybody in America has seen Macklin except a few degenerates like you and me, perhaps.
And I take that with a compliment.
It is meant to be. And so, but I don't know where Andy Lee sits at the moment. I think he's got a fight this weekend or next weekend, some small fight up in the Midwest, because he didn't want to be on the undercard again of a Martinez fight. And, you know, I think he's being undersold. I want to see Andy Lee because his fights are always good fights.
Okay. All the fighters in the world, and there's some pretty good fighters out there right now that can't get on TV, can't get on HBO, can't get on Showtime, and yet we've got Eric Morales going against Danny Garcia. Why is Eric Morales being brought back to HBO? For numbers? Does he generate good ratings?
Well, he's fought two pretty good fights since he came back. He lost a tough fight to Maidana, and then he beat a young, unbeaten prospect. Mm-hmm. And he was a part of the greatest generation of featherweights, you know, with Barrera and Prince Nassim and others. And he's a great crowd-pleasing fighter. Why wouldn't you want to see Eric Morales fight? I'm surprised that he took on an opponent like this, a young, unbeaten kid from Philadelphia. So it might be a real good fight. How many Morales fights aren't?
Yes, good point. Now, Nassim Ahmed, I'm glad you brought him up, formerly the Prince, of course, a one-time featherweight champion. Last time I saw a picture of him about 3 or 4 months ago. He weighs 240 pounds. How does a guy put on 126 pounds?
Well, I guess
eating a lot, but I mean,
you know, athletes, professional athletes, high-class athletes, work so hard at their sports that sometimes, when they stop, they forget how hard it was to maintain that weight. And if they don't have any vanity or health concerns, they can blow up to be super heavyweights, no matter where they started.
Well, a guy that used to blow up a lot in weight has now got his weight down to 175, and he's held it there for 6 or 7 months. I'm talking about the great Roberto Duran. Of course, he used to go from a lightweight at 135 and a welterweight at 147 to 210, 215. In fact, I remember Mike Trainer telling me, of course, he was the brain trust behind Sugar Ray Leonard, when he found out in late September of 1980 that Duran had ballooned over 215 pounds, he said, "We got to get Duran in the ring right away, so we'll wait a couple of weeks and we'll offer him like $8 million to fight Ray Leonard November 25th. And, of course, that was a no-moss fight in which Duran came in very weight-drained. So Roberto was getting his act together. One more move.
Let's change. Good to hear.
Yeah, that is. And he's a national treasure down there. And I think after losing Alexis Arguello in Nicaragua, you know, they did everything they could. Of course, I went down to Nicaragua and tried to get Alexis into rehab back in 1999. He refused, and 3 months later he got into a car accident, and the government told him either you go to rehab or you go to jail. And then when I saw him at the Hall of Fame in 2000, he told me in front of Tim Smith of the New York Daily News, "You're the man that saved my life." So I really appreciated that. And, of course, and 10 years later, you know, he gets shot, or he kills himself by being shot in the chest down there in Nicaragua. Of course, the hotbed of politics down there. He was the mayor of Nicaragua, so a little suspicion there. But I miss the great Alexis Arguello. I wanted to mention that, no question about that. Now, today we've got Vladimir Klitschko, one of the heavyweight title holders in the world. Of course, his brother Vitaly being the other guy. And he's taking on John Paul Mormick, who looks like a midget next to him. Why is this fight happening? Just to make money?
Well, make money, be active until somebody comes along who has a better shot. I mean, look, there have been some heavyweight shows outside the Klitschko's that have done well. Huck, who is regarded as the top
cruiserweight
guy in that division, gave a hell of a fight to Povetkin last week.
He did.
Some people thought he won the fight.
Yeah.
Maybe some smaller, more energetic, brave guys will give the big guys problems that they haven't had before. Chisora gave...
I tell you, all kinds of problems. Larry, I got to cut you off. It's Saturday. I love you. Have a good day. Say hello to your wife, and I will talk to you real soon. I thank you so much for your time, sir.
And tell Adrian Broner I'm looking forward to seeing him in his next fight.
All right, all the best. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Adrian Broner right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
you
something?
Know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The American boxer Clay here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair. Just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out one, two left hands, and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now Clay tries to come back the left foot, and Clay is down! Cooper has downed him! Oh, a beautiful punch there!
And as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper.
Ah, the harmony of the Tower of Power, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. You can check out my work for Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. Hit the message board. I've got my own section. It's called Pedro's Song of the Month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Network, the American Forces Network, of course, the cable radio network, and live worldwide via the fabulous internet. Well, got some heat this past week. Got called a racist by both Germans and Filipinos. And I'll deal with the Filipino deal first, okay? The bottom line is Manny Pacquiao is a god over there. There's no question about it, okay? But some of the things that he said has been outright lies, if not ludicrous, if not stupid. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on, but I don't need to degrade Manny Pacquiao. That's not my point here. The bottom line is, you know, Manny Pacquiao said that condoms are a sin. And, of course, he's like a god over there in the Philippines, and I don't even want to think about speculate how many people have either had unwanted pregnancies and or caught sexually transmitted diseases because this buffoon has told them that condoms are a sin. Okay, but that's Manny Pacquiao, the congressman over there in the Philippines. And, of course, this week, you know, he's going around doing a press tour with Tim Bradley. He's going to fight Tim Bradley, I believe, June the 9th. And, of course, he said earlier in the year that if Floyd Mayweather Jr. wasn't going to jail on May the 5th, that he would fight Floyd Mayweather Jr. That's what he said. He said he had no problem with it, right? Then once he found out that Floyd wasn't going to jail until June the 1st, all of a sudden Manny couldn't fight until June the 9th. Now, I don't want to say that Manny's a chicken spit, but the bottom line is I think he lacks the intestinal fortitude and or even the ability to get in there in the same ring with Floyd Mayweather. In fact, I think that Floyd Mayweather, put it this way, and I'm repeating myself here, but Manny Pacquiao couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the butt with a ping pong paddle, maybe even a tennis racket. They're just not in the same league. I mean, you watched them fight Juan Manuel Marquez, their common opponent, right? Juan Manuel Marquez didn't win 30 seconds, didn't land a clean punch on Floyd Mayweather in 36 minutes of boxing. But yet, Manny Pacquiao loses to Juan Manuel Marquez. I mean, they tell him before the 12th round, Freddie Roach says, you need a knockout to win here. You see Manny praying in the corner afterwards on his hands and knees, praying for the decision. Yeah, like the God Almighty is going to help him here, okay? The bottom line is he did get the decision, but Marquez won the fight. So if you look at their common opponents, Marquez has beaten Pacquiao, even though he hasn't got the nod in two of the three fights, got a draw the first time, but hasn't got the nod in the second or third fight. And, of course, the Filipino flash, Nonito Donaire, was one of the people working press side that thought that Marquez won that fight, as did the majority of press row. So the bottom line is when you look at their common opponents, Floyd Mayweather spanked Juan Manuel Marquez. Manny Pacquiao had hell with Juan Manuel Marquez. That's why I'll say it again. Manny Pacquiao couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the ass with a ping pong paddle. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. My next guest is young, handsome, brash, bold. He's undefeated, and some people think he can never be beaten. I'm talking about the great Adrian Broner. How are you, young man? How are you, Adrian? We lost Adrian. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Things just aren't going good today. You know, when phone lines collapse and things just don't happen, you're doing live radio, it's a pain in the you know what, but that's where it's at. As far as the Germans are concerned, I said that white supremacy was the key to the Klitschko popularity. And the bottom line is the reason why I said that is that the Klitschkos are popular in Germany but nowhere else. They couldn't sell 5,000 seats in the U.S. without an opponent. I mean, yeah, Vitaly Klitschko came to L.A., did a good crowd at the Staples Center, but that was because of the Mexican-American Chris Arreola challenging him for the heavyweight title. That's why he did good numbers, because of Chris Arreola, not because of Vitaly Klitschko, okay? And Vitaly Klitschko fought a couple weeks ago against Derek Chisora. That fight was horrible. I mean, it was horrible. If these guys, like Larry Holmes said on last week's show, if he wasn't 6'7", if these guys weren't 6'7", 6'6", 250 pounds, they didn't fight like girls, they wouldn't be winning.
but yet the Germans love them. Okay, and I tried to tie into the fact that, you know, that the Great White Hope here in the United States. I mean, when Great White Hopes fight on TV, the ratings go up. It's not only here in the United States, but the Klitschkos can't even sell to the white supremacists. Not even the white folks will buy their fights here in the States. Why? You tell me. You tell me. Why are the Klitschkos that bad? Why do they suck that bad? They're horrible. They're horrible to watch. I've fallen asleep during Klitschko fights. Of course, I've fallen asleep during concerts before, but live concerts. But the bottom line is, I've fallen asleep on more than one occasion during a Klitschko fight. So why is that? They are absolutely the most two boring fighters in the history of the planet. And for those of you out there that say they're talented and they're this and they're that, well, I think you're overlooking the fact that they suck. And if they were 6'1", they wouldn't even be really champions right now. They'd be lucky to be B-rated contenders. Not that the heavyweight division right now is that much of is on fire. It's just not. It sucks. I mean, there's no question about that. We're going to go back to Adrian Broner. Adrian, how the heck are you?
I'm all right, getting a haircut.
Getting a haircut, man. You always getting a haircut, man. You know, you don't remember Marvin Gaye, the great singer?
Yeah, I remember Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye used to get a haircut with his hat on. You aren't getting a haircut with your hat on, are you?
No, I'm getting a haircut with my earphones in.
With my earphones in, okay. Now, talk to me. Last week, Eloy Perez talked a lot of smack, but when it came to the dance, he wasn't no match for you. Who is a match for you at 130? Anybody?
Nobody.
What about 135?
Nobody.
Okay, so how high can you climb, young man? Can you make 140 as well?
40, 47, it don't matter.
Some people say you're too brash, you're too bold, you're too cocky. But they only say that, as long as you're unbeaten. So I guess as long as you're unbeaten, they'll say what they want about you. But you've got a good fan base. Of course, you're out of Cincinnati, Ohio, the town that brought us, of course, the great Aaron Pryor. And I know you and the Hawk are tight. You and Aaron are tight, aren't you?
Right.
Okay. What's next for you? I mean, Eloy Perez was a mismatch. I mean, I don't know, cap on Eloy Perez, but your talent level was like 3 or 4 leagues above him. What's next for Adrian Broner?
We're just going to go to the drawing board and see what my manager and the promoter come up with.
Who would you like to fight?
It really don't matter at this point. I'll fight anybody.
What about Yuri Gamboa? And he's going to be fighting pretty soon. What does Gamboa bring to the dance?
Same thing the last 23 bring to the dance. He's going to come and try to win, but at the end of the day, I'll be victorious.
Okay, so who wins between him and Brandon Rios?
It's a tricky fight because, a lot of people think Gamboa is too small for Rios, but I think he has the skill to box around Rios, but, it's always a puncher's chance, and Rios can punch.
Okay. Speaking of punching, that was a pretty good shot you laid out Mr. Perez with last week. Was that anticipated? How'd you set that up?
I was just capitalizing off his mistakes, and, I really wasn't looking for the knockout. It presented itself, and, I took the shot.
Okay. Why is it that you have got an equal amount of lovers and haters? Why is that? I mean, you've got people that despise you, people that say he's too cocky, he's too bold, he's this, he's that, he brags too much. Then you've got other people applauding you, saying he's brash, he's cocky, but he's excellent. So why is there that split?
It comes with the territory. A lot of people going to love me, a lot of people going to hate me, but at the end of the day, they're both going to come see me. So it brings more money to the table. Without the hate, it wouldn't motivate me as much. Lovers is cool, but, the people who hate, that just motivate me to work harder.
Okay. When you look at the game of boxing right now, I think boxing needs more young men like you, brash, bold, and cocky, and you can fight as well, but... I mean, who would you really, really, really like? I mean, if there was a dream fight out there for Adrian Broner, who would it be with?
Floyd
Mayweather. You want to fight? You eventually want to fight Floyd Mayweather?
That'll never happen, though.
And why won't that ever happen?
You got the same manager.
Okay. Well, I've seen the same manager sit neutral and have both his fighters fight. Fight each other, so I've seen that happen in the past. Floyd Mayweather's taking on Miguel Cotto on May the 5th. Now, I've said that, you know, the great Manny Pacquiao, or allegedly the great Manny Pacquiao, that he wouldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the ass with a ping pong paddle. Am I right on that? Expand on that.
I mean, the fight can happen, but I think, you know, Pacquiao has exposed his hand, and people are starting to see he is not what he's all hyped up to be.
Okay, and do you think that they're obviously, I mean, he said he was going to fight Floyd, but Floyd was going to jail, and then Floyd got the reprieve, and his jail stint won't start until June the 1st, and all of a sudden Pacquiao says he's going to fight June the 9th. Do you think that was a chicken spit move that he just pulled out because he's scared of Floyd, or what?
I think that their camp and the whole Pacquiao camp know that he have no chance of winning beating Floyd Mayweather, man. They're going to definitely keep trying to get as much money as possible before their window closed. But if the fight don't happen, then, you know, it'll be a big question mark in boxing. But hopefully the fight do happen.
Okay, I'm looking at, of course, that's May the 5th. May 19th, Lamont Peters is going to take on Amir Khan in a rematch. Who's going to win that one?
Lamont Peterson is going to win again. I told everybody that he'll win the first time. And, you know, Lamont, he's like a big brother to me. I grew up with him. You know, I trained with him a lot. And this time I think he's going to beat him worse.
Okay. Is Amir Khan Amir Khan, or is he really a good fighter?
Yes, he's definitely a good fighter. You know, he still have a lot to work on. You know, we all do, but it is what it is. You know, he's a good fighter.
Okay. You know, this idea of always brushing your hair and looking good, and this was something that Cassius Clay, before he became Muhammad Ali, took from a wrestler by the name of Gorgeous George. You ever heard of Gorgeous George?
No.
No, you got to do some YouTube stuff. But Gorgeous George was probably the most flamboyant wrestler ever, and he did the good stand-ups, and he did the good promos, and Ali said he learned a lot off, or Cassius Clay at the time, said he learned a lot off of Gorgeous George. So you remind me a lot of a young Muhammad Ali, because that's how far I go back now. When you look at the great Muhammad Ali and you see what's happened to him because of boxing and this and that, does that give you any second thoughts? I mean, does it make you want to become the defensive whiz that you are? Does it make you excel at being defensive, or what?
The only boxer I actually watch is Floyd.
Okay, good enough. He's a Floyd Mayweather fan, no question about that. Well, listen, man, tell your barber I said thank you for the time, and I thank you for the time. Hopefully we can get together and talk some more real soon.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, the great Adrian Broner, folks, of course, 23 and zip, the man at 130 pounds, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Yeah, we even interview guys getting haircuts. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the MMA Hour coming up at noon Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll show you.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
That is the voice of Rick Stevens. Rick Stevens has been in prison since 1976. He was the second lead singer for Tower Power. He will be back in the house as far as out of the joint's concerned in June of this year. So we want to wish Rick the very best in rehabilitation. He's been in jail for like 37 years now. I think he's learned his lesson. He served his time, and he'll be getting out in June. So hopefully we'll get Rick Stevens on. Emilio Castillo and I, the leader of Tower Power, will tape an interview probably Monday for next week's show. Of course, they are going on a one-month tour of Europe. We'll talk about that. We'll talk boxing with Emilio. Of course, he's one of the biggest fans of Manny Pacquiao. And, of course, I don't think much of Manny Pacquiao. I think Adrian Broner said it all just about 2 minutes ago, that Pacquiao has played his hand. He's played his card. We've seen what he's got. I mean, he struggled with Juan Manuel Marquez. If he didn't lose to him, he struggled with him at the very least, okay? And what happened, Floyd gangster slapped Juan Manuel Marquez. So it's not even a fair fight. It's not. And anybody out there that wants to bet on Manny Pacquiao and wants to bet me, I don't bet people for the most part, but I only bet on sure things. Ask my ex-friend Ray there, my girlfriend Ray. She'll tell you like it is. I only bet on sure things. And I'm telling you, I'm betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao. I think it's like stealing money. I think it's like robbing a Filipino bank, going to Manila, putting a gun up to the teller's head, and taking their money. I just don't even see that fight being close. It would be like an Indy 500 race with an Indy 500 car going against a broken-down Volkswagen. Straight up, Pacquiao not in Mayweather's league. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We'll have a special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, live on many of these same stations on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, live worldwide on the Internet. Of course, you can check out all the information on my website, ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. Want to mention the guy singing right now, Lenny Williams, went back to Selma, Alabama to celebrate the Civil Rights March. He'll be doing that tomorrow. So, Lenny, peace be with you. Until next week or until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.
USA Radio News, I'm John Russell. International Red Cross spokesman Sean McGuire says his organization has been refused entry to the Baba Amr district of Homs in Syria.
This audio is courtesy of Sky News.
We're being told it's not safe to proceed. Now we are trying to sort of get to the bottom of that and get beyond that.
One Georgia family that hid in its home while a tornado did severe damage last night says it feels both cursed and lucky. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Erica Hicks returned this morning and opened the door to find the kitchen roof ripped off, the garage gone, glass shattered everywhere.
5 seconds did all this.
Hicks and her family were home at the time, eating dinner, before hiding in a closet as the twister approached. This morning, plates of spaghetti were still on the table.
You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill. I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Hospital spokeswoman Melissa Richardson says a baby was found alone in a field in Indiana after severe weather moved through.
She was in critical condition. She was stabilized at St. Vincent Salem Hospital, and then she was transferred to Cosair Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a level one trauma center there.
She says the big question is how the baby ended up in the field alone.
At this point in time, we are not sure. All we know is that she was found in a field and then brought directly to the hospital.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports an investigation has started into a CVS pharmacy in Chatham, New Jersey.
The pharmacy was supposed to dispense fluoride tablets to children, but in as many as 50 cases, they got the breast cancer drug tamoxifen instead. New Jersey Attorney General's Consumer Affairs Division is ordering the pharmacy to explain the mistake and provide all information related to the mix-up.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
President Barack Obama and GOP Congressman Doc Hastings of Washington State are talking about energy in this week's media addresses. Correspondent Sophia Manos brings us the story.
The president says Detroit automakers are on track to build cars that average nearly 55 miles per gallon by 2025, doubling current mileage standards.
That means folks will be able to fill up every 2 weeks instead of every week, saving the typical family more than $8,000 at the pump over time.
Republican Congressman Doc Hastings of Washington State says he's seeing some hope of bipartisanship on energy, but he still faults the president for not doing enough to help the nation's energy problems.
Americans are right to worry that no relief is in sight.
Muslim leaders in New Jersey are meeting with officials to discuss the state's response to the New York City Police Department's secret surveillance program. Leaders representing a cross-section of New Jersey's diverse Muslim population participated in Saturday's session. Several participants entering the private gathering said that they hope that the state attorney general will announce a formal investigation into the matter. They're off and running in Anchorage, Alaska. The 40th running of the Iditarod Trail sled dog race began Saturday morning in downtown Anchorage. It's a ceremonial start, with mushers and their dog teams taking a leisurely 11-mile run on streets and trails in Anchorage. The real race starts Sunday afternoon in Willow, Alaska, about 50 miles north of Anchorage. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Namaste, caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. And we are doing a demo right now on Ustream TV. Of course, that's a variation of Facebook. Next week, we'll throw in all the video highlights, this and that. But I wanted to get some of the bugs ironed out this week, so we're doing a live broadcast, hopefully, as I speak right now, on Facebook.com/RingTalk. And, of course, go to the Ustream button. But we are live, of course, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Special show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sunday. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll talk about the world of MMA and boxing. Of course, MMA going big last week in Japan, Sayanama, Japan. No question about that. I mean, Ben Henderson took the lightweight championships, 155 pounds away from Frankie Edgar with a five-round decision. Some people thought Edgar won. I watched a fight. I didn't think he won. I thought that Ben Henderson did enough. He outlanded him. They call him strikes. He landed more strikes than him. I thought he controlled the octagon, better ring generalship or octagon generalship, better defense. All in all, I thought Ben Henderson was a better fighter, and of course he was a slight underdog going into that. The former world extreme cage fighting lightweight champion now holds a title in two different organizations. Of course, the WBC went sort of kaput after the UFC bought them. Speaking of the UFC, Quentin Jackson, a loser last week, didn't make the weight again. I mean, what's up with him? I can't understand. Said he hurt his knee, showed up to Japan, talking all that smack, and was nothing. Anyway, I'll go through the UFC 144 results, the FX results last night on FX TV, and of course we'll bring in Kyle Kingsbury, King Kyle Kingsbury, at about 25 minutes past the hour. We'll talk about the Strikeforce card tonight on Showtime. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round. He used that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style. Oh, he's got the choke. Stuck it in. Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Music from the A-Team, of course, the TV show that turned into a movie in which Quentin Jackson was involved in. Of course, Quentin Jackson didn't do too well last week against my next guest, good friend. Of course, I'm talking about the great Kyle Kingsbury. Kyle, good to have you on the show again.
Great to be back.
All right, now you told me that Brian Rader, is that his name?
Brian Bader.
Brian, you told me that he was going to beat Quentin Jackson, and he beat Quentin Jackson pretty easily. And of course, Quentin's going to claim he had injuries and this and that. But the bottom line is, he survived that one power bomb. And man, I thought that power bomb usually like just puts guys out, knocks them out. But he survived that one power bomb, came back, won the unanimous decision. You got to give him some props there.
Yeah, he definitely had a. Sorry about these dogs here.
Is that Quentin Jackson barking in the background?
Yeah, he's a little disturbed after battling through that knee injury that he's talking about here. But you know what's funny is I thought Ryan was going to win, and he came out and he did everything we wanted him to. You know, he had a great camp where he worked really hard, and he worked on takedown. You know, setting up his takedowns a little bit better, not having to shoot from the outside, being able to work inside, and keeping his long range there as far as using the jab and dropping that big right hand when he can, but just setting stuff up, really. And that's what he did. He did it the whole fight, kept Rampage kind of off guard, didn't let him get his feet set, and he beat him fair and square. You know, he did it, and you look at Rampage with all the excuses, the knee injury and all that stuff, now you hear he's doing TRT, and it's just like, come on, man. You know, just admit you lost, give the guy credit. Give Ryan credit.
Yeah, Ryan Bader, of course, winning now 14-2. Rampage Jackson dropping to 33-9. Have we seen the end of Rampage Jackson? He had talked about retiring about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I had a conversation with a very close friend of his. He was saying that had he lost, was he worried to lose in Japan, he would retire. I mean, he's past his peak. Is he living off his name now?
A lot of guys, you know, when they get later in their career, they just fight for the payday.
And there's nothing wrong with that, if that's what he's doing. But in listening to him in the press conference after the fight, he says he's got renewed vigor and that he wants to come back and he wants to fight at least a couple more years, that he feels like he's got some energy left in the tank and that he wants to continue on with his career. So, you know, a lot of people's opinions were that Rampage was going to put everything he had into his last title shot with Jon Jones, and then if he lost that, you wouldn't really see the same Rampage. Now, I don't know if that is necessarily true with his fight with Bader or not, but, you know, he did come in overweight, and that's not typical of him. You know, I know he blamed his testosterone usage and things like that for the weight gain, but really it comes down to discipline, and you know, he's probably not the same disciplined fighter he was when he was fighting for titles back in the day.
I got a question for you. You brought up the testosterone. Do you think guys that have taken steroids in the past, do you think you should be able to take testosterone replacements?
Well, that's the whole catch-22 about the whole situation is that all you have to do is go get tested, and if your testosterone's low, then they write you the prescription, and then you get the exemption, and you're all good. The problem with that is that they're not just testing regular Joe Blow, who works 48 hours a week, you know, sitting behind a desk. They're testing professional athletes, and odds are, you know, the chances, the reasons their testosterone has dropped is because they've been using stuff in the past. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to point the finger and make accusations and all that stuff, so I'm not going to do that. Rampage has been the same size his whole career, so I'm not going to say, you know, this guy's clearly taken stuff like that in the past, and that's why. He is an older individual, so he may be one of the very few that actually has a legit reason for TRT. Dan Henderson being another guy who's openly taking TRT, and he's an older guy as well. So, you know, those two guys might have actual reason. They might have actual low testosterone. And if the commission's going to allow it, then that's kind of what you have to go on. You know, if the commission says, no, we don't care who you are, then that's all there is to it. But if with what they're doing right now is saying that it's okay as long as the doctor says it's okay, then you can't blame the guys for going and doing it.
Okay. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. Of course, he is a UFC light heavyweight contender, has 205 pounds. The main event last week, Frankie Edgar, now 14-2-1, lost a decision after five-minute rounds with Ben Henderson, who's now 16-2. Scores are 49-46 twice and 48-47. Dana White, the president of the UFC, thought that Edgar won. I thought that Henderson won. What'd you think?
Well, I was there live, and I thought it could have gone either way. I immediately said to the guys in the locker room, whoever they give it to, I'm not going to be disappointed with it. But I did think Henderson did more damage, you know, and one of the things Joe Rogan had kept saying during the fight was, look at Frankie Edgar's face, look at Benson Henderson's face. Now, I know that's not typical of how the UFC scores fights, but that's how they did it in Pride, and you know, they went based on damage done, and you know what? You're fighting in the street, that's what you do. You look at the guy, you don't say, oh, he was on top longer or he, you know, he had more punches total or any of that stuff. You look at one guy's face, you look at the other guy's face, and you see who got the butt kicked. And it looked like Benson Henderson had done most of the damage, and I think he deserved to win the fight.
Okay. Let's talk about The Ultimate Fighter. It's, of course, the longest-running reality TV series in history now. Been going since 2005. March the 9th, that's Friday, March the 9th, they're going to come back with their debut. And, of course, Uriah Faber and Dominic Cruz, who will eventually fight later this year, they are the coaches. 32 guys starting off in this. This looks like a bunch of hungry guys, starving fighters. Is that what you call these guys?
That's exactly what I was when I got on The Ultimate Fighter. It's funny because you always hear guys complaining once they get on the show about, oh, man, I miss my girlfriend, miss my wife, this and that. I went from working 40 hours a week and still training twice a day, you know, getting home at 3:30 a.m., getting up at 9 a.m. I had no sleep, no food, no nothing. And you get on the show, and you're completely taken care of. They pay you to be there. You live in a nice house. All of your food, everything's covered. You know, you can get sashimi-grade ahi tuna every night for dinner if you want. It's all covered. So when you look at it that way, and you get to basically live and train like a UFC fighter who's made it already, you know, it's really, I mean, the juice is worth the squeeze, and it's definitely worth doing it. So I'm excited for these guys, and I think you'll see the guys on camera who want to be there will thrive, and the guys who complain and whine about being there, they're gonna fall.
Who wins, Dominic Cruz or Uriah Faber? I got to go with Cruz on that.
I go with Cruz as well. I think he's a more versatile fighter. He definitely knows that he uses range, and I think he's inside Uriah's head a little bit. You know, I think seeing that last fight and how much jawing they do back and forth going up to it, but really I'm very impressed with Dominic Cruz. He's extremely well-rounded. He knows that he uses range, and I think he's just got Uriah's number.
Okay, Friday, March 9th, 9 p.m. Eastern time, folks. That is the beginning of the Ultimate Fighter Series. Of course, that is there'll be 16 fights to start off with, and then basically they'll dwindle it down to two. There'll be two guys fighting at the end for the championship of the Ultimate Fighter. Of course, that'll be on Fuel TV, the new cable channel of the UFC. Speaking of cable TV, last night, FX Cable, we'll talk about that with Kyle Kingsbury after the break, but FX Cable going pretty live last night from Sydney, Australia. The UFC went from, get this, they went from Japan last week straight to Sydney, Australia. I mean, these guys are traveling all over the world. It's not a traveling circus. It's the best traveling show on the planet in the world of mixed martial arts. We're talking about Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA. If you'd like to join Kyle and I, our toll-free phone line is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong.
Superfly, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The late Curtis Mayfield, of course, from the 1972 black exploitation movie, Superfly. It's pretty cool. I dug it. Dug that in Superfly TNT as well. The late Ron O'Neill passed in 2008 from a form of liver or pancreatic cancer. Last night, FX Cable was the main event, but wait, let me tell you, the UFC is not, they're not messing around. They did a prelim at 265 pounds heavyweights. That was on Facebook first. It was Sean Jordan defeated Ollie Thompson with a TKO at 353 of round number two. Then they went to the preliminary card. That was on Fuel TV. Daniel Pineda beat Mackens Schmeiser with a submission, a triangle armbar at 205 of round number one. Then TJ Wallenberger beat Jake Hecht via submission and armbar at 55 seconds of round number one. Andrew Craig beat Kyle Noki. That was a unanimous nod. Steven Stiller beat Cole Miller. That was a unanimous nod as well. Anthony Perosh beat Nick Penner via TKO at 459 of round number one. Remember, in the UFC and Strikeforce and MMA for generally, rounds are 5 minutes long. And the last prelim on Fuel TV was James Tehuna taking on Aaron Rose. It was a TKO of round number one at 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Now, the main event was quite interesting. Martin Campin defeated Thiago Alves for a submission with a guillotine choke at 412 of round number three. That was an exciting fight to me, Kyle.
That was an incredibly exciting fight, especially because I'm buddies with Martin Campin, and I was pulling for him the whole fight. And really, other than the first 2 minutes, it was all Thiago Alves. So just, seeing him pull off the win that way late in the fight where he really needed to finish him to get the victory, that was huge. Very exciting.
What's next for Campman? Do you have any ideas?
It's hard to tell, really. He's taken on everybody they've asked him to, and it was just like they said on the broadcast. You know, he could be 6-0 if the judges had seen it his way in a couple of those close fights. I thought he had won those fights, even though his opponents got the victory. He could fight anybody at this point. They could give him Carlos Condit. It's going to be a while before GSP's back, and I know... the promotion's definitely going to have Condit fight again. He wants to fight again. He doesn't want to just wait for GSP. So you're going to see somebody get that nod to go ahead and fight for the interim championship with Carlos Condit. And why not Campman? He certainly has the pedigree, and he's fought the big-name guys and has the big-name victories.
Speaking of big-name guys, we came in with an introduction of Mauricio Shogun Rua beating Quentin Jackson back in the Pride days. Now, Shogun Rua lost to Dan Henderson in November down there in San Jose, California. It was probably the fight of the year. I mean, it was just, wow. What more can I say than that? Do you know what's next up for Mr. Henderson?
Well, they've been talking. He waited. They offered him the fight with Alexander Gustafsson April 14th as the headliner in Stockholm, Sweden, and he turned that down to wait and see what would happen with Rashad Evans in his last fight against Phil Davis. And obviously Rashad won. Now he has the title shot to go ahead and fight his former teammate, John Jones. Had Rashad lost, they probably would have given the title shot to Henderson. But because of that, he's kind of in limbo right now, and they're not really sure what to do with him. He's late in his career. He doesn't want to necessarily wait to see, he doesn't want to wait for the title shot, mm-hmm. which he could definitely do. I know he wants to fight again before that, but who else is there to fight, really? He's got to fight... only big name guys at this point in his career, and
maybe a fight with Machida, something like that. Could definitely happen, but there's very few guys in the division that are worthy of a fight with him.
Okay, although Dan Henderson walks around about 203, 205 pounds, cutting to 185 would kill him, huh?
He said quite often that he hates cutting down a middleweight. He feels much stronger. He loves fighting a light heavyweight. And, you know, anytime a guy has success there, it's hard to argue with him, you know, where he should fight, where he's supposed to fight based on his size. Same deal with Frankie Edgar. You know, yeah, he's a true 145er. I think he said he walks around at 155, 156 right before he fights in light heavyweight, you know. So, really, he should be fighting at 145. But with how well he's done at 155, how can you argue with him? So, same thing with Dan Henderson. I mean, he's done so well at light heavyweight. He didn't need to cut to 85.
Okay, now you brought up Rashad Evans and John Jones. John Jones is a tall, lean guy, and I think he's one of the best, if not the best fighter in MMA right now. I mean, he seems to have all the skills, all the tools, the physical attributes, the right mental attitude. Is Rashad Evans in for a licking here?
Everybody's been talking about that fight, and I got to tell you, if anybody's going to beat John Jones, it's Rashad Evans. Number one, they know each other. So they know what to expect. They've had, you know, tons of sparring. But at the same time, Rashad stylistically is a problem for anybody in that division. He's just as fast and athletic as anybody. And he's got the wrestling pedigree to get Jones and put him on his back. And he certainly has the right striking skills to be able to get inside and put hands on him and knock him out. He's got power. We've seen the fight with Sean Salmon where he knocked out Sean Salmon with a head kick. He's knocked out guys with his hands before, and he's the most well-rounded fighter in the 205 division. He could definitely go in there and get the win.
Okay, we're talking about Rashad Evans, of course, challenging John Jones later this year for the UFC light heavyweight. That's 205-pound championship. Rashad Evans, former champion. John Jones, the current rage in the light heavyweight division. How tall is he, 6'4"?
Jones is 6'4", but that's not really what makes him such a hassle. What makes him such a hassle is he has the longest reach in the UFC history with 84.5-inch reach. So you know, you take that into account. There's heavyweight Stefan Struve, who is nicknamed Skyscraper. He's a super tall guy. You know, he's like 6'10 or something like that. He doesn't even have an 84.5-inch reach like Jones does. So that's really where the problem comes in with most of these guys. It's just such length in his arms, he can keep a guy away and put hands on him and proof is in the pudding. You've seen him walk through guys like Shogun Hua. He is legit. But, yeah, his reach is what makes him so dangerous.
Okay. In their last fight, and take it back, the last fight for both these guys, Cain Velasquez came in with a bad knee. Junior Dos Santos came in with a broken foot. Both these guys fought each other. You know, in boxing, that would never happen. These guys would find an excuse to weasel out of the fight because they were hurt. But these two guys fought hurt. That's an incredible testimony to their intestinal fortitude.
Well, it certainly is. But it also comes down to, you know, the company. You know, there's big pressure to fight for these big shows. And them being the main event for the first Fox show ever really put a lot of pressure on them to continue on and make sure that nobody pulled out of that fight. And they came out there, and you know, Kane's my teammate. I know he could do a lot better than that, but he'll be back. And either way, the show got to see an exciting finish, and fans got to see a big knockout, and that's what they want. So everybody's got to be happy with that, other than Kane. Kane will be back, so no worries there.
Demetrius Johnson and Ian McCall fought last night. I think Johnson got a split decision or majority decision. I thought McCall won the fight. What'd you think?
Well, I thought McCall won the fight, no question.
I mean, there was a lot of controversy in Demetrius. I think McCall just stormed out of the octagon, didn't even wait around for a post-fight interview, and I don't blame him because I thought they basically put a gun to his head and stole the fight. Kyle? Let's get Kyle back on the line. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This hour, we're talking MMA. Tomorrow morning, we'll have a split hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll go with the half boxing and half MMA. That's tomorrow. 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live on the Internet. And you can check out all the online stuff on how to listen to the show online by checking out my website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. We're talking USC FX2, that's right. Last night it took place on FX Cable, of course, as I said, a preliminary on Facebook, and then some of the prelims on Fuel TV, and now we're talking about the fights that were on the main event, the main card, and that was on FX Cable. You know, FX Cable's doing like 5 million people. That's far better than what Spike was doing as far as numbers are concerned, Kyle.
Yeah, FX, they predicted FX was going to do a lot better than Spike before we saw the first fights on FX. But really, I think, you know, this is just scratching the tip of the iceberg. As Fox continues to market the sport and more people start to watch it, you're going to see the FX shows grow and you're going to see Fuel really grow.
Well, Fuel TV is their best shows. Their highest rated shows have been nothing but UFC shows, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. We're going to talk Strikeforce. There's a Strikeforce card tonight, I believe from Columbus, Ohio. We'll talk about that with King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight contender. When Ring Talk returns, of course, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Oh! He got rocked. He's hurt. He's hurt. It's
all over! Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine!
Wow. Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Yeah, that old 60 series in the time tunnel. I'm not going back in time. We're talking about the future, folks. Of course, tonight, Strike Force is on Showtime, and they've got chicks on top. And anytime chicks fight, people laugh when I say this. But women put forth more effort, I think, than the men do because they've got to prove themselves. They're in a male-dominated sport. I'm talking about MMA. And they really go out there, and they really try to prove themselves. Tonight, Miesha Tate takes on Ronda Rousey. Talk to me about that. 135-pound Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, goes to UFC light heavyweight contender. Kyle, Tate and Rousey, bad blood between these two girls. I've seen them talking smack all week. This is making for a good main event.
Well, I like the hype going into it, but I got to be honest, I think it's going to be pretty lopsided. I think Rousey's going to go in there and just smash the crap out of Tate. I think the only woman in U.S. history to medal in the Olympics in judo, and she trains, if I'm not mistaken, with Cesar Gracie, the same guys, Nick Diaz, Nate Diaz, Gilmer Melendez, Jake Shields, every guy I just named there is extremely good jiu-jitsu guy. So she's going to have one of the best ground games, if she's not best ground, best ground game out of all the women fighting right now. And the fact that her judo background will allow her to get to the ground, and then she'll have the skills to finish it on the ground. I don't see the fight being very back and forth. I definitely think Rousey's going to go in there and put it to Tate.
Okay, before we get back to the Showtime card, did the UFC fly you guys out there on one of Lorenzo Fertitta's private jets to Japan last week? Did you pay your own dime?
Well, it was neither. We thankfully had free flights, but we flew coach like the rest of the fighters. The only people who get to fly on the private jet are the the brass, the head honchos.
The vice presidents and them. Because I know Mark Ratner flies on a private jet. Now, did they go straight from Japan to Sydney, Australia, or did they come back to the States first?
Most of the guys go straight over to Sydney. A few come back to the States, but most of them go just straight from there, shorter flight.
Man, what a week this has been for the UFC. I mean, they're getting it on, of course. Strikeforce, as I said, going tonight on Showtime, and is Miesha Tate in the main event. Ronda Rousey's supposed to romp on her, so this ain't even going the distance, huh?
No, I definitely ain't going the distance. I think, the better Tate can do striking, that might prolong the fight, but really I don't think there's any way she's going to win the fight. I think the longer it goes, the odds are still in Rousey's favor. And it's just a matter of time before she gets to the mat and finishes her.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the UFC light heavyweight contender. He's 205 pounds. Of course, I want to remind you that The Ultimate Fighter is coming up, the debut of The Ultimate Fighter. That'll be on FX Cable this Friday night, March 9th. Check your TV listings for that. But it'll be a 13-week series, and it's going to be a hell of a card. I mean, you've got Uriah Faber in one corner, Dominic Cruz in the other. They don't like each other. They fought before. They're going to fight again. So this is just setting up the big fight between them. That'll probably happen in July of this year. Now back to the strike. Oh, I want to mention your buddy Jake Shields won last week.
Yeah, that was a huge, huge victory for him. He had to go in and he's been to Japan plenty of times before, so it wasn't new territory for him. But fighting the guy has loved and hated, but, just as popular overall in Japan, in Sekiyama, that was a huge victory for him. And plus, Rafi Ahmed made his first cut down to 170, so he was absolutely huge. If you saw the fight, the guy looked like a Greek god. You know, he just carved out of granite, perfect tan. He's a model. You know, he's just an incredible athlete, and Jake was able to go in there and get the victory. So that was a huge win for him. Very happy for him.
Okay. I'm looking at some. We're going to go through the preliminary prelims on Showtime Extreme tonight. Of course, that's Showtime Championship Boxing. Usually now it's Showtime Strikeforce MMA. But the bottom line is Showtime's got a great card tonight, topped by Miesha Tate and Ronda Rousey. And as I said, Kyle said that Rousey's going to win this one in a rout. But Ryan Couture taking on Conor Hoon. Now, Ryan Couture is what, the son of Randy Couture?
That's correct.
Does the apple fall far from the tree here, or is this just a guy with a name?
Well, the deal with Ryan is that he's still coming up. You know, it's one thing. You can't compare him to his dad just yet because very early on in his career, he's still green. He still has a lot to learn. But one of the good things about him is that he's trained by his father. He's trained by his father's coaches. So he's surrounded by all this great talent. He trains, of course, out in Las Vegas at Extreme Couture's. And he's just got all these great guys to work with. So you're really seeing him improve a lot from fight to fight. And he's going to continue to improve.
Wasn't Randy Couture's wife going to take a couple fights as well?
I don't know if he's married to her still, but I think it's the ex-wife at this point.
Yeah.
But she was, what was her name? Kim Sugar-Free Couture. I think Sugar-Free was her nickname. That always cracked me up. But she's had her ups and downs. I don't think she fared too well in MMA. She obviously was just really milking the name for these big fights. And as far as I remember, she had lost all her big fights.
Okay. Ryan Couture, of course, that's going to be 155 pounds against Conor Hoon. Roger Bowling and Brandon Sailing, they'll open up the Extreme Showtime Extreme card. That's at 170 pounds. Couture is at 155. Carlos Fodor versus Pat Healy, 155. What can you tell me about those guys?
I couldn't tell you anything. I haven't heard of either of them.
Okay, good enough. They're going to be on the Showtime Extreme card. What about Sarah Kaufman and Alexis Davis? Now, listen, I got to say this, and it goes for in boxing and it goes in MMA. Chicks try harder because they really want to impress.
I would agree with that, just in the sense that they want to go out. It really comes down to, can they battle their nerve? Because the nervousness for any fighter, man or woman, is still going to be there. And a lot of these times, you see somebody their first time on TV, people talk about the UFC jitters. You know, Rampage Jackson even had it his first fight in the UFC. He could come across and make you fight like crap, you know. So it'll be interesting to see the women fighting. Are they going to put forth a ton of effort? Yeah, no question. But if they're nervous to the point where it affects them in the fight, then you're going to see, you know, the tightened body when they're trying to strike and shooting from the outside instead of setting up a takedown and shooting inside. Those kind of things will shine, and it'll make them look worse than they are, technically speaking. So, but the ones who can battle their nerves, they come in calm and collected, then you get to see them really shine. So it'll be interesting to see who's able to battle their nerves and come in relaxed and really showcase their talent, and who's going to come in nervous, it being the first big, you know, women headlining the main event, that kind of stuff, and a lot of women on the card. We'll see who can battle those nerves.
You know, the great Vince Lombardi, former Super Bowl coach of the Green Bay Packers, he said, fear is a great motivating factor. I had 52 fights, won 7 championships as an amateur. And I got to tell you this, when I wasn't scared, something was wrong. I mean, I was scared all the way up until, I think the anxiety in the dressing room, I don't know about you, but the anxiety in the dressing room sort of like, that's what gets me. I would rather just go show up to the arena, warm up, and go out there and fight. But sometimes you had to wait an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours in the dressing room. And that's when my anxiety levels would peak. But once the bell rang, all that anxiety stuff was out the window.
Yeah, the longer you have to wait, the worse it is. You know, sometimes they tell you to get there really early, depending which venue it's at. They want you there early, or depending what's going on in the city, if it's going to be hard to get you moved from the hotel over to the arena. So there's a lot that goes into that, but definitely I agree with you entirely about that. The longer you have to wait, the harder it is. same thing goes with the weigh-in the day before. You know, if they get us there really early and we got to wait around on the weight, then that's just there's a lot more anxiety that builds from that than is necessary.
I remember one time finding at the Concord Pavilion, the scale wasn't ready. In other words, the scale was broken. They had to send out to some small gym in Concord for the scale, and I was weighing 139 pounds, which is obviously an incredible weight to make at 5'9". But the bottom line is, I was 139 pounds, and they made us wait an hour and a half for the scale to come back. And you should have heard me swearing and cussing and screaming. And I was the only one pitching a bitch on this one. These other guys, you know, they were just content to be there. But I was defending my Golden Glove championship, so it meant a lot to me. And I had strained and struggled to make the weight, but I was going berserk waiting an hour and a half for that scale.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet a lot of those other guys were just as pissed as you were, but might have been taking the route of just closing their eyes and trying to imagine themselves in a nice, safe place and complaining about it. But I'm with you. For every extra hour we got to wait sometimes to get on the scale, it drives me nuts. It's always, it's not an easy cut for me to get down to 205. I always tell myself it's easy, and I always make weight. I've never missed weight. But at the same time, you know, it's a pain in the ass getting the weight off. And the longer you have to wait down at the weight you're cutting to, the worse it is and the harder it is on your body. So if it's just coming down to everybody else doing their job right, then I'm going to make sure they do their job right so we can get on the scale and get our weight back on.
You know, one time we were going to the Concord Pavilion to fight. I forget what year it was, the second or third year I won the championship in a row. But I think I eat brown rice and broccoli for a couple of days, and I was down in weight, hadn't drinking any water, and my trainer took the wrong Ignacio Valley Road. There's two Ignacio Valley Roads. One's in Walnut Creek and one's in Concord. So he took the one in Walnut Creek. When I realized he took the wrong exit, I started screaming at him and swearing. I was laying on the back seat, got out of the car, said, "I'm going to McDonald's to eat. Screw you, screw the fight, the whole nine yards." Well, I went over to McDonald's. I had no money in my pocket. So obviously I couldn't eat. And the trainer was waiting for me outside. He goes, "I knew you had no money." He goes, "What could you eat?" I said, "You get back in the car and shut up." So I got back in the car, I shut up, went in there and weighed in and won, of course. And that's when we used to weigh us in 2 hours before a fight, Ryan. It wasn't, Kyle, it wasn't like they weighed us in the day before. We had to weigh in like 2 hours before.
Wow.
You know, that was tough. That was definitely tough. So tell me about KJ Nunes and Josh Thompson. Who's going to win that one at 155 pounds tonight?
Well, you know, again, here's a biased opinion because Josh Thompson is a teammate of mine, of course, at AKA in San Jose. And Josh is a friend, too. You know, he's not a guy I train with just for the fact that he's a 155er. But he is a close friend. And I think he's got this in the bag just because one of the things Thompson's had to deal with later on in his career, you know, these past couple of years is injury. And really, you've seen him fight injured or have to pull out of a fight because the injury was too serious. This has been one of the few camps I've seen him go through. And, of course, he's got the little things that he's, you know, nicked up here and there. But for the most part, he's relatively healthy. And this is the healthiest I've seen him going into a fight. So I'm very excited for him to get in there and showcase everything he's been working on these past few years. It's hard to tell if a guy's improved or not if he goes in there hurt because you see him having to favor something, you know. But now he's going to go in there healthy, and really you're just going to see a completely new fighter. You're going to see the guy who wants to get back and have that rubber match with Gilbert Melendez, and whether it's in UFC or Strikeforce or not, eventually I know he wants to get to that position, and I think he can beat Gilbert when they have that final third set fight. So this is just one of those fights to get him back there and get him back in the mix for one of the top 10 lightweights in the world.
He's a great fighter and even greater analyst. I can see him working behind the mic when his UFC day's over. Of course, I'm talking about the great King Kyle Kingsbury. I call him Triple K. Triple K, have a great weekend, man. Enjoy the fights tonight on Strikeforce.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Pedro. You too, brother.
All the best. Kyle Kingsbury, folks, UFC light heavyweight contender. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Don't forget, a special mixed show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Half boxing, half MMA. This music is brought to you by East Bay Soul and Greg Adams, and they just released their second CD. So check them out, eastbaysoul.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
The baritone sax of the funky doctor himself, Stephen Mackenzie Koop, of course, the co-founder of Tower of Power, along with Emilio Castillo. I'll have Emilio on next week's show, next Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll talk boxing, a little Tower of Power, of course, Tower of Power, the house band, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We air Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget, we'll have a special Sunday edition. It'll be Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll talk MMA and boxing. That's right, MMA and boxing Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, live worldwide on the Internet. And you check out all that stuff, all the info, how to link into the show online, all the links. It's all got it going on. We're talking about at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. I'm very excited about tonight's Showtime Strikeforce card and, of course, the Ultimate Fighter coming up this Friday, March 9th, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Got some great fighters on the card, 32 in all. Can't go through the entire list, but I got to tell you, this is going to be a great season. Season 13 of The Ultimate Fighter debuts this Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live on FX Cable. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Check me out on the web at ringtalk.com or on Facebook, facebook.com/ringtalk. Until next week, until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, thanks to my great producer, the great Scott Cuddy. 'Cause I love-